Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer, Mark chapter 6, verses 47 through 52. It reads, "When evening came, the boat was out on the lake, and Jesus was alone on the land. When he saw that the disciples were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the lake. He had intended to pass them by. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.' Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened." This is the second time Jesus has rescued the disciples from stormy seas and walked on water in their midst. They have witnessed Jesus perform countless miracles of healing and just helped him feed 5,000 with a handful of fish and a couple of loaves of bread, and their hearts are still described as hard by Jesus. If the disciples of Jesus, who walked, slept, and witnessed his ministry every day, could not be sure of his divinity, we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves when we doubt. Often, I think we expect ourselves to be more faithful, stronger believers than even God expects of us. Just because we have moments of doubt, times of questioning, or periods of hardness of hearts, does not mean that God will not rescue us. The disciples did not even recognize Jesus, and yet he had compassion for them and stilled their fears. I invite you to reflect with me today on a time in your lives when you felt your hearts harden for whatever reason. If recalling this memory brings despair or doubt, pray to God to rescue you and calm that storm. If those original feelings of doubt and hardening have softened, offer a moment of thanksgiving and ask God to help you use this recall of healing to offer support and courage to someone who may still be in the storm. Today's closing prayer comes from the St. Augustine's prayer book. Let us pray. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a barren and dry land where there is no water. Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. For your loving kindness is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise, for you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O Almighty God, let me walk in beauty and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears grow sharp to hear your voice. Amen.